Welcome to the Cartoon Something Universe podcast. This right here is a movie fucking review by the one, the only, the dark motherfucker of the group, Triple OG Orlando.
It was cool if I was in wrestling, but I'm not in wrestling though.
Nah, just chatting in my inner promoter.
Oh, okay.
That was good. That was dope.
Just why? Why Ben Affleck? Why was he Batman? Why were you Batman?
Hey, spoiler alert, bitches.
Iceberg would have been less charming.
Welcome to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast.
Man, what the hell is it? If y'all don't get Christian Bale, get the old Wonder Woman, not this whore. Get the original people. I want a black lantern, a black one. Give me a black lantern. That's the way it should be. Give me Christian Bale's Batman. Give me the other Wonder Woman. Give me the Superman. This is the same Superman, but make him even more annoying so I can hate him. Give me the Flash from the actual show. Give me Daredevil from the actual show. Come on. Do something right here. It's supposed to be a Justice League movie. You guys not even doing it right. Give me the old Hulk from 2003. Give me that one. Not this one. Give me the old one.
That's Marvel.
Shit.
Man.
I'm so mad. I can't even get...
You done crossover universes.
Jesus, I can't get myself together. I'm so mad. All right, sign off.
Oh, shit.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
What you do?
Aww, why must people hate?
It wasn't that bad.
Ice Bear will hunt them down.
So why don't you go ahead and tell the folks what movie you're going to be reviewing today?
Well, you told me to talk about Batman vs. Superman.
I even
struggle to say that sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because didn't I tell you that movie was going to be shit?
It was absolutely terrible.
What Superman movie do you know has ever been good?
From the past... These past years?
What Superman movie have you ever known to be good?
Oh, Superman movie?
Yes.
Oh, none of them.
Okay.
Not even the old one.
Okay, so what made you think it was going to be any better? Because they had Batman?
No, it was a free ticket. That's why I went. Yeah, that's why I went. I went to go see it. Gave it a chance. Mm-hmm. Wasted 3 hours of my life. That could have been towards my exam that I got a C on. Could have been a B. Could have played a couple of games of Xbox, shoot some people or whatever. It was absolutely terrible. But let me break it down to you people. Mm-hmm. All right, this is how bad it was. First off, Ben fucking Affleck. Why? Why were you Batman? Just why? I think it's close enough.
Yeah, no, I just want to pick it up a little more. You never know what you...
Just why? Why Ben Affleck? Why was he Batman? Why were you Batman?
Hey, man, now you're way too close. You done made the fucking thing blow.
I'm sorry.
You good. Keep on speaking, but damn.
A little emotional here, man. As a Batman fan, you expect these movies to be good. But shit, this was terrible. This movie was ass. Mm-hmm. First off, Ben Affleck was in it. Damn, I have a hatred towards him, don't I? Shit.
I guess you do. I never knew about this. He was in it.
Then, to come from The Dark Knight Rises, going from Batman Begin to... What was the next one? The Dark Knight to The Dark Knight Rises. The suits kept getting better and better. The last suit was more flexible. Why the hell would you go to a bulky suit that you can't even move in? Why was that? Why go backwards when we can move forward? You could have made it a lot better than when The Dark Knight Rises. Don't know why it was all buff and just fat looking and old. And it just looked like shit. I'm sorry.
No, let your feelings out. Let your feelings out on the movie.
To tears coming out.
Did I not tell you don't go see that movie?
Yes. It was terrible. Then Superman. Oh my God. I have a huge hatred towards him. Always did. He could not die. The whole idea of Superman versus Doomsday was Doomsday is supposed to kill Superman. Mm-hmm. He didn't die.
Okay, but hold on. If Doomsday is the only one who's actually killed Superman, the fuck made you think Batman could?
Oh, yeah, Batman couldn't do shit.
Okay.
I have no idea. And, oh, that's another thing. Why was Batman holding a gun?
It was, wasn't that kryptonite powered?
No. There's a scene where it was him, Superman, and Wonder Woman.
Oh, I feel it. I feel it coming, too.
Why the hell Wonder Woman was in the movie? I have no... She's not even from Superman City or Batman City.
Wasn't it supposed to be like a prelude to the formation of the Justice League?
That's not how the Justice League was formed! If you're going to go by the comic, try to be as accurate as you can. Don't try to add shit to it. Come on! The director need to be shot for this.
Well, damn.
I think I might do it.
I think you wouldn't.
I probably would.
You would.
Guys, this is terrible. The car, the Batman car, it looked cool, but it wasn't cool. Because in the game came out first, came out before the movie came out. In the game, the Batman car can go sideways, horizontal, it doesn't matter. It was cool. It was sweet. And it had great traction on it. This one, on the other hand, was shot in one scene. And you know how long it was, folks?
2 minutes?
2 minutes.
Oh, shoot, I got it right. And I didn't even see the movie.
2 minutes. 2 minutes of nothing, of just exploding everything.
Almost so like many... a Michael Bay film.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Batman killed people in the movie. He held a gun.
So it basically kind of retconned everything you knew about Batman.
Oh, yeah. There is no comic in this world that has Batman holding a gun. Well, hold on. I have one. Year one.
Yeah, he does have a gun. But just the way he held the gun in this one was just absolutely stupid. Like, what was he going to do with a gun against Doomsday?
I mean, he didn't know.
Absolutely.
Wait, hold on, whoa, pause, back up. Doomsday was in this movie?
Yes.
I thought you were just talking about, what the?
Doomsday was in this movie. Superman did not die.
Pause, time out. So you had Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, Lex Luthor.
Oh, that's another guy. Lex Luthor.
By the way, hold on.
Wrong actor.
I was about to say, you know, I gotta say, that was a horrible actor for Lex Luthor.
I can see him as the Riddler. That would have been great. But as Lex Luthor? Lex Luthor's a businessman.
Right, and he looks big.
Big, yes. That
looks like he just fresh off the cancer sticks.
Right, he's about the same size as Batman and Superman. He's not small like this. This dude's like a little midget compared to him. I mean, what kind of shit is that? And there was no... Lex Luthor is not a comedic guy at all.
Oh, wait, they had him doing comedy?
Yes. He kept being funny. And I'm like, this is just not working out.
So hold on, let me get this shit straight. You have Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Lex Luthor, Doomsday. Where the fuck is the Green Lantern? Was he in this movie?
He was not in this movie.
Oh, damn. I was about to say, we about to make a trifecta out of this bitch.
No, he was not in this movie. No, absolutely. It was just bad. Oh, my gosh. It was just bad. But there is one thing. That I admit, that was the only good thing about the movie was this file, this chip on the USB that Bruce Wayne or Batman had stole from Lex Luthor's computer. Mm-hmm. Had all the files of the old superheroes like Flash, Aquaman, and Wonder Woman. They had showed that Wonder Woman does not age at all.
Yeah.
They showed her where she was in World War I. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that was present day. I was like, oh, shit. So she does not age
at all. She ages slowly.
Yeah, her and us. I don't think Superman ages at all, dude. Mm-hmm. Shit.
Might be wrong with Superman, but I know Wonder Woman either doesn't age or ages extremely slow.
That could be it. Yeah. Oh, another thing. Of course, Lois Lane was just annoying. As usual, she was annoying. She was a whore as well.
Damn, why she gotta be a whore?
She slept with the dude more than countless times.
Slept with Clark Kent?
Yes. Knowing that she had a in the comics, she had a boyfriend.
Hold on, did they establish she had a boyfriend in the movie?
No.
Then there you go.
But I'm going by the comics
here. Okay, you going by the
comics. They had said they was going to try to go by the comics as accurate as possible. They didn't. Lois was supposed to have a boyfriend, not just Clark Kent at all.
May I make a little suggestion here as to where you went wrong? Besides going to the movie when I told you specifically not to. I know. You said you played the game before you went to go see the movie, right?
Yeah.
I feel your pain.
Oh, you played the game too?
No, I'm talking about of a different movie. The Ratchet and Clank movie.
Oh, is that bad? Oh.
I played the game before I went to see the movie.
Not even accurate, was it?
It was at...
Was there even an animal in it?
Let me put it like this. If you play the game, you've seen the movie.
Oh.
Legit. Like, if you played Ratchet and Clank, the game, you've seen the movie. Oh. But no, this isn't about that. This is about Batman vs. Superman. Just, yeah, that's you. This is you.
Are you sure we keep going?
Yeah, you keep going. Because this was built up for a while. I told you I was going to let you have the mic to yourself. Go ahead.
What else? Oh, gosh. Doomsday, your only job was to kill Superman, which you did in the comics, which is good. I appreciate that. But, director, why didn't Superman live? Even though they had a somewhat of a funeral, why was the dirt rising up? Why? Why? Why is that? Oh, I know that Superman, if he feels the sun near him or heat or whatever, his body gains strength again. Yeah, he was 6 feet deep under in the ground. And that's what you call the inner core or whatever. Mm-hmm. So I guess he felt that. And you see, as you look at the end of the movie, there's dirt rising up.
Hold on, is Superman at the inner core?
Yeah, when he supposedly died, sacrificed himself to kill Doomsday.
You talking about in the comic or in the
movie? The movie.
Let's see, he could still legitimately revive himself from that, though.
The way he died? Because he took a pipe to the gut real hard.
Keep talking, man, because, I mean...
I don't get it. This is not... This is inaccurate. This is so
inaccurate.
Bad. Inaccurate, sorry, yeah. I'm so mad I can't even talk right. It was terrible. And so many people liked it. That's the thing. So many people. My roommate liked it. Don't know why. Have no idea.
I just kind of want to point this out. Name me the last good Superman movie, and that could have foretold you what was going to happen.
Not even one back in the 60s was good.
Superman is a great fighter. He's a great comic book character. You just can't make a movie about him.
Just can't make a movie about him.
Unless he dies, you can't make a movie about him.
All right, Batman, you can make movies with him all year long.
Yeah, because you have villains that can at least put up a fight or make him question himself. Joker's all-time. Joker and Ra's al Ghul are the two where it's like, okay, put him up against them, and you got at least 3 good movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Superman is like, nope, it's only Doomsday, and in some sick, twisted way, Lex Luthor. If it's not those two, don't bother.
Right, and eventually somebody got to kill Doomsday because he just goes buck wild. Lex Luthor couldn't control. That's another thing.
See, here's the thing, though. Because I read the comic when I was about, I think, 12 years old. The comic book that had Superman's death, because I went and bought it as a collector's edition.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't know it was a collector's edition at the time.
You still got it?
I think I still do.
Oh, shit. Dude, find that.
I'm gonna try to
find that,
but I'm gonna hold on to it for a little bit longer.
Oh yeah, find that, dude. Shit.
But yeah, when I read that comic, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, and Superman actually dies and Doomsday dies. But I'm like, but Doomsday pretty much doesn't listen to anybody.
Absolutely.
So hold on, in this movie, Lex Luthor actually had control of Doomsday for a little bit.
After, well,
Because I know at first...
Here's how... I don't know if this is accurate in the comics or not. Here's how Doomsday was created.
Okay.
There was a Kryptonian that came to Earth, and I guess he died or whatever. Mm-hmm. Lex Luthor stole his body from the lab or whatever. Mm-hmm. He had him, and there's a spaceship on board on Earth, and he decided to take the Kryptonian body, put it in some kind of water or whatever that was, and then use his blood to bring him to life or transform him into Doomsday. I don't know how accurate that is, but that's how it was. So I guess at one point he had control, then other than that, then he just lost control. Because Doomsday, he did do what Lex told him to do, was go fight, kill Superman. But other than that, I think, did Lex Luthor die in that movie?
What, in Batman vs Superman?
Yeah, I forgot. Shit.
Why the fuck would you even try to kill?
I don't know. I'm trying to remember if he died or not. It was just bad. Wonder Woman could have had a better actress.
And you know she's also gonna play Wonder Woman in the upcoming movie, right?
Son of a bitch. This Justice League movie's gonna be bad. It's gonna be bad.
DC's actually getting their ass kicked by Marvel.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
We even, me, Keenan, and Ryan, we went late. To go see the X-Men First Class. Mm-hmm. It was alright.
Would you say it's better than Batman vs. Superman?
Yeah.
Okay.
Still don't know why Storm was a foreigner. Have no idea. And why was she way over in some country? That's another story for... that's another rant for another day. But yeah, folks, if you like this movie, hey, it's your opinion. I'm sticking by my opinion. I've seen better movies. I mean, I've seen better actors play as Batman. I really have. Superman is just not my favorite superhero at all. I think I put Aquaman over him.
I was about to say, the disdain you just showed to Aquaman. I said, Superman, yeah. You at least can speak. Aquaman, you got there, you just took a breath. Aquaman.
I mean, he has a hook.
If he's out of the water, what is he?
I don't even know how long he... I don't know how long he can last being out the water. Yeah, so that's my hatred towards Batman versus Superman. Mm. When I seen those pictures in the trailer, when I seen that butt chin, and I said, oh my God, this cannot be. I said, please don't let it be Ben Affleck. And guess what?
Ben?
It was Ben Affleck. Mm-hmm. Ben fucking Affleck. I almost walked out the movie theater. I almost walked out. Countless times. I think I got stood up about 2 or 3 times because it was that bad. Mm. Yeah. Being dramatic, but hey, I like my movies. I take my superhero movies very seriously. It was just that bad. And for Batman to hold a gun, getting ready to fight Doomsday, what the hell? Batman's supposed to have a plan, a bat ring, something, getting ready to get into position that Ra's al Ghul taught him. One of the greatest fighters in Batman history, Ra's al Ghul, that taught Bruce Wayne how to fight. And you pick up a gun. Ra's al Ghul knows how to dodge a gun. He knows how to take a gun away from you.
Now, hold on. I do kind of want to point this out because I did just kind of realize, remember this. How was his fight with Superman? Did he land any blows?
Oh, he beat the shit out of Superman.
Hold on. What?
Batman beat the shit out of Superman. Superman got him good at first. Other than that, Batman just raped the dude. He raped him. That's how bad it was. At first,
what?
At first, Superman was laid back because he didn't want to fight because Superman
He knew he could kill him with one blow.
With one blow. He never did.
Well, I can get storyline purposes why you want to drag that out. Why the fuck? Batman has to be holding some type of kryptonite.
Oh, he had kryptonite out the ass.
Okay, there you
go. He stole one of the huge kryptonites from Lex Luthor's lab.
Are you sure the gun he was holding wasn't kryptonite empowered?
He did have a gun that had kryptonite in it, mm-hmm. but he left that aside. There was another gun.
Well, I was about to say, because that's probably what he was trying to fire at Doom. Because here's where I'm getting at, because I haven't watched the movie. I'm not going to watch the movie. But I do know something about Doomsday and Superman. Doomsday is from kryptonite.
Yeah. Right. Because he is the
prehistoric.
Yeah, of a Kryptonian.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like you kind of could use it against him.
I could be wrong. That could be the gun, the actual gun that I would look at.
I say white, but then if you're like mistaken about that, then that's probably like a plot hole that they didn't even bother fixing.
I'm gonna rewatch that scene.
Because I was about to say, because if he's holding the gun, I'm sitting here thinking like it's gotta be
that
kryptonite. Yeah, it's gotta be that.
But yeah, Superman was getting him first. He tore the hell out that bat suit. Well, he had like a bat armor. Mm-hmm. thing on or whatever, and Superman tore him up, but then Batman just had a better plan. Just Vince's Batman just had a plan out the ass and just tore him, nearly almost killed Superman.
I'm sorry, I really, that's just the whole reason why I can't, why I never really got behind this whole Batman versus Superman thing. It's just too unrealistic.
It is, because Batman's human,
right? And even if he had all that kryptonite, Superman goes to the sun, heals himself, he's right back and just stomping
away. Because you can only get so much kryptonite. Like, you're going to travel millions miles away just to go to a planet. Damn, I don't think the planet's still there.
Exactly.
And where else would you find kryptonite at?
So, like, that was my whole thing against this whole Batman versus Superman thing in the first place.
Yeah.
Well, no, first place it was a Superman movie. I'm not watching it.
He made Superman bleed.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. That was like, okay. I was like, really?
Look, you ain't even a Superman fan, but you're like, nah.
Oh, like, yeah, come on. Yeah, I mean, that's like, that's like Goku going up against Master Roshi. There ain't no way Master Roshi can beat Goku.
Now.
Ain't no way. Oh my god, it's a terrible movie. I think I lost my dick when I watched that movie.
You lost your dick when you lost
it? It shriveled up. Hmm. It just.
So you had a vagina for a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Did you play with it?
Yeah, a little bit. Okay. Fingered it.
How'd it smell?
It's like flowers.
Nigga, you got a foul ass pussy then.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah, this movie was bad. If I buy the DVD, I'll just get it, piss on it, shit on it, then burn it.
But then you're wasting your money. You done financially supported a movie that you honestly don't like for the second time.
Oh, yeah.
To piss and shit on it.
Yeah.
You're using your money there, boy.
It was a terrible. Oh, my gosh, it was terrible. Batman Begins did way better. Way better.
Any Batman movie since the 1990s has done better than this.
Yes.
But we ain't even gonna talk about the 90s Batman. We don't talk about that one. Unless we talk about Mr. Freeze, then we can talk about it. But outside of that,
Mr. Freeze, Arnold Schwarzenegger did a great job as Mr. Freeze.
In a horrible movie, he did a great job.
He did a good job. And why was George Clooney Batman?
Because sex appeal, baby.
Yeah, I can see him as Bruce Wayne. Absolutely. That was great. But as Batman, hell no.
The same reason why they put Ben Affleck there. Sex appeal.
What sex appeal? I don't see nothing.
You're not a woman.
I don't see nothing. Guys. Oh, man. That was terrible. Director, whoever did that, Batman versus Superman, you... Oh gosh. Retire. You're done. Yeah. X-Men did better than this movie. I think they made more money.
They did. Wait, which one? First Class or Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Oh, yeah, Apocalypse blew them out the fucking water.
Yeah. Apocalypse. I've never even heard of that guy before either. Apocalypse? Mm-hmm. Never even heard of him. But he's badass, though. He's badass. Yeah, I like that character. That character was good. The actor who did him was really good.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, the new Dragon Ball Super episode's out.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's not subbed yet, so.
Oh, shit.
I still watch it.
Well, you understand what's going on. Well, I mean, you pretty much understand what's going on, but still.
Alright, so is that it for your Batman vs. Superman rant?
It's just so much to say. Oh, gosh. I'm going to stop here.
You going to stop here?
I'm going to stop here.
Wow.
Cause I would get on Wonder Woman, but
go ahead. You got time, son. Go ahead.
They made her to be a whore.
Huh?
She was a hoe, man. She was nothing but a hoe. She didn't even do nothing, but she was just a hoe. Like there was a scene where she got out of costume and went to this dinner party that Bruce Wayne was going to go steal the information from Lex Luthor's. Mm-hmm. I don't know why she needed that information.
Because she was fucking Bruce Wayne on the loo.
No, she wasn't fucking Bruce Wayne.
Wait, hold on. In this movie, Wonder Woman and Batman wasn't having a thing?
No.
Oh, fuck.
Well, they was having like a love dance, pretty much. Yeah, it's just love dance. That's all it was.
Continue that shit from Justice League Unlimited.
Oh, yeah. It was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted it, and he wanted it, too. But Wonder Woman, I didn't understand her purpose in the movie. Like, she pretty much did the most fighting versus Doomsday.
Well, because Batman and Superman drained each other out.
Yeah, that makes sense, yeah. I can understand Batman because he's human, but Superman's supposed to recover quick.
Well, he doesn't fly to the sun.
Yeah. Well, the sun was pretty much, it was dark.
No, you can still fly to the sun.
True.
You gotta fly. Either. He ain't gotta fly. If it ain't daylight out, okay, he can still just fly to the sun and come right back.
He got beat so bad. It was to the point Lois had to help him up. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah, Lois helped him up. He was on the ground. He told Batman what was going on. Lex had his mother, earthly mother, about to die. He's like, because Lex told him, fight Batman to the death, and your mother lives. If you die, oh well, you die. That was the whole plan. Lex.
Wait a minute, what?
Yes. Lex Luthor.
So Lex Luthor and Superman, okay.
He kidnapped Superman's earthly mother.
Uh-huh.
Or, no, not mother, aunt. That's what she's supposed to be, aunt. And he told Superman, if you don't fight Batman, here's another thing. I guess Gotham, and what's the city that Superman lives in?
Oh shit, I can't think of what I'm talking about.
Olympians? Or Olympians?
Let me Google it. Anyway, continue.
Whatever. Apparently they're that close to each other. Like, it's a river that... it's not even a river. It's like a little sea or whatever that divides them. Apparently they're close to each other. So he flies over to Gotham City and finds Batman.
Oh, it's Metropolis.
Metropolis, yeah. So he flies over there, finds Batman, tries to tell Batman, look, Lex Luthor has my aunt or whatever, and she's about to kill her. I don't want to fight you. Batman doesn't listen. So, yeah.
Interesting fact. Metropolis is New York in the daytime. Gotham City is New York at night. So anyway, if you had to grade this movie, who would you give it a grade of?
Oh, D minus.
A D minus?
Yeah.
What was this positive that stopped it from being an F?
Doomsday, and a little information on the USB that Bruce Wayne had.
Okay.
That was it.
And you just covered all the negatives, so we ain't even got to go back over that. Anyway, anything else to add, or you know?
It's just a lot.
It's a lot. I said, look, you got time, man. I told you I was going to give you an episode where you just let loose.
So much. Wondering, why would you need the information? I mean, I understand you wanted to, protect her identity or remember her past or something. What was the point of having Wonder Woman in this movie? Because a prophecy was supposed to happen. Superman was supposed to die. He didn't. That was one good moment where I had. It was where he did die. They had his funeral. But they would screenshot when underneath the ground. I seen dirt flying up, vibrating, or earthquake or whatever. He was still alive. Gosh, I hate Superman. This is a terrible movie. And Batman, gosh, the way you treated Alfred. You're supposed to treat Alfred like family, not like no bitch.
He didn't treat Alfred with respect?
Not at all. Even though in the comics, Alfred was the mechanic. Even in the movies, Alfred was the mechanic. He worked on the Batmobile with Bruce, helped him, he taught him how to do the mechanic stuff. And he also worked on like the little sports cars or whatever Bruce Wayne had. Treat him like shit. Oh, this is terrible. Absolutely terrible. I would never watch that again. I'm done.
You done?
Yeah. Lex Luthor. Why? Out of all people. Great actor. Don't get me wrong. He's a great actor. But come on. Let me get Riddler out of him, man. Come on. Just Riddler. Christian Bale, come back for one more movie. Come on. I know you miss Heath Ledger, but get over it. He's dead. Let's do one more move with the Riddler in it, man. Come on. All right, I'm done.
Done?
I'm done.
Is that all out?
Yep.
Are you sure?
Yep.
Positive? Mm-hmm. Like two negatives?
Like two negatives.
Okay, well, this has been the first edition of Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast movie review.
Gosh, that was terrible. I'm sorry.
That was a nice little add-on to it, too.
Go ahead, I'm done. I am done.
This might be Orlando's signature thing. I don't know. It might go over big. It might not. We don't fucking know. It's a test drive. But, yeah. Stay tuned for more episodes. You can listen to us on Podomatic.com.
This is how bad it was. The game was so much better. I'm sorry. The game was so much better than the movie. And Superman wasn't even in the game.
You got anything else you want to let out?
Christian Bale, come back. We got so many villains. We got Clayface, we got Black Mask, we got Riddler. Hell, Mr. Freeze will make a great movie. Come on. I'm done. I'm done.
You done?
Yeah.
Anywho, listen to us on Podomatic at csyw.podomatic.com. Send any questions, emails, or concerns to our email address, csywpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Podomatic.
Fucking Justice League move out of this crap. Man, what the hell is it? If y'all don't get Christian Bale, get the old Wonder Woman, not this whore. Get the original people. I want a Black Lantern, a black one. Give me a Black Lantern. That's the way it should be. Give me Christian Bale's Batman. Give me the other Wonder Woman. Give me the Superman. This is the same Superman, but make him even more annoying so I can hate him. What give me the Flash from the actual show. Give me Daredevil from the actual show. Come on. do something right here. It's supposed to be a Justice League movie. You guys not even doing it right. Give me the old Hulk from 2003. Give me that one. Not this one. Give me the old one.
That's Marvel.
Shit.
Man,
I'm so mad. I can't even get.
You done crossover universe.
Jesus, I can't get myself together. I'm so mad. All right, sign off.
Oh, shit.
Gosh, I'm sorry.
Email us at csywpodcast@gmail.com. You can also subscribe and listen and download on Podomatic at csyw.podomatic.com or on the iTunes station under your podcast. We are, of course, Cartoon Something You Know Whatever Podcast.
And he drove an old-ass car. Bruce Wayne's supposed to have, like, Lamborghinis, classics. He drove an old-ass car that wasn't even worth being in the movie. And guess what? He drove his... Alfred was barely in the movie! Alfred had one scene in the damn Batcave. Alfred's supposed to drive the car. He did not drive the car. Bruce Wayne drove his own fucking car.
Oh my God.
Are you serious? Let me walk away.
Oh my God.
Man, son of this shit off, man. I'm pissed off, man. Fuck that.
You might not want to go into that bathroom, no. Oh, shit. Anyway, we will be coming soon to Google Play Stores in the podcast session. This has been an Orlando sponsored rant. We thank you for listening to the Cartoon Something You Know Whatever podcast. Anything else, Orlando, before I sign off?
I'm done.
You done?
I'm done.
That's it. Goodbye, folks. Is that it about it, though? Is that all you had to say about it?
Why would Lex Luthor need information on Aquaman? I mean, I understand he's the king of the sea or whatever, but shit, take the water away and he comes on land, he's useless. Wonder Woman is strong just like Superman. She's an Amazon.
That's all that pissed you off?
It's just... I could have did a better job than that.
You could have did a better job than that.
I could have got the right actors, actresses. I could have, yeah.
So then who would you have cast as Wonder Woman?
I would have got the old Alfred from fucking The Dark Knight and Christian Bale as the Batman. I would have got Megan Fox as...
Ugh.
Megan Fox.
That non-acting bitch?
Yeah. I think she would, yeah. As talentless as she is, I think she would make a good Wonder Woman if you push her. You gotta push her.
Just an opinion.
That's a joke, by the
way. What? Like, exactly what good Megan Fox movies have you seen?
None. No. I'm not sure about Wonder Woman. I have to think about that. But yeah, the old Alfred from... Batman Begins, give me Christian Bale, because I think the Alfred from the 90s Batman is dead. Mm-hmm. What else? Lex Luthor, because in the cartoon, he was black.
Man, Lex Luthor could have been Bing Rhames.
I agree. That's a, yeah.
Hey, that actually kind of looks pretty absolutely. Nice right there.
Yeah, what? Doomsday.
Who played Doomsday?
I really don't remember. I don't even think Doomsday was that dumb, though. They made him seem like he was a...
He was prehistoric, so, I mean, do what you want with it.
True, yeah. Gosh. Commissioner Gordon. Oh, gosh. Commissioner Gordon. Mm-hmm.